sweet, sweet sister friend. I am so excited about season 2 of the Lace with Grace Fully Embraced podcast. I'm so excited to dive deeper into our relationship with Christ together, deeper into our love of our bodies and being grateful for the temple that God has given us to care for, to nourish, to exercise, to work out, for worship, and not just weight loss, and to really, really focus and make Him the center and the foundation, the motivation of our fitness journey. Because I truly believe if we make Him the foundation of our fitness journey, it becomes much more doable. It becomes less overwhelming. It becomes much more fulfilling. And I am excited to grow in this with you. Let's get it. Let's go. Hey, hey, friend. Another kind of wonky week for me. My kiddo, my youngest, is still not in preschool, and that's typically when I do my podcast recording, planning, prepping, praying, just kind of like working through all the podcast stuff. So I'm actually recording out in my car in a sub-zero temperatures right now for you because that's how much I love you. I'm just kidding. The heat is on, so I'm okay. But it's just been a little bit wonky, and I've had some struggle with like not having routine right now. I'm sure a lot of the moms can relate to that. Like, we've had some really, really bad weather. We've had some storms come in right after Christmas break of, you know, everyone not really being in routine in general. And then we have more days off, or like schedules and routines just get kind of jacked up. And it's just been kind of weird and wonky. So here we are. We're here today. The Lord has given us this time, and so we're going to utilize it. And I'm so glad to meet with you again here on the podcast. And if you do not follow me over on social, I would love to connect with you on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, wherever you may be, wherever you like to be on social. I hope that we can connect there. And if you message me and I don't get back to you, you just keep messaging me, girl. You just keep messaging me because I'm a space cadet, okay? Anywho, let's get into today's topic. Today's topic is, I think, very relevant because we are midway through January already. And I know you. I know me, I know a lot of you, and we get all pumped, all amped up. January 1st comes around, right? We're ready to roll, ready to go. I kind of talked about this on the last episode, I believe. And then a couple weeks into our fitness journey, maybe even at the end of the month of January, maybe even into February, we just all of a sudden hit this wall. This wall like, oh, Lanta, I cannot. Like, this is hard. The motivation, the steam, the energy, the inspiration, all that has just kind of fizzled. And we're like, where's the fire? Bring it back, please. But what do we do when we hit this wall? Because the wall, and it reminds me, honestly, like when I would run half marathons or even when I would run 10Ks, even 5Ks, if I was actually like racing to actually race, you hit this wall as a runner. It's literally like your mind and your body has just like shut down. Like your legs literally can't move, or like you start to get nauseated, or you start to feel like you got to go number two. That's always real embarrassing. But anyways, you hit this wall where like your body just like shuts down and you're like, okay, I'm done. Like mentally, emotionally, physically, I cannot. And it's a wall. And the reason I actually like that wall is because number one, it was a challenge and I wanted to challenge it. Like, no, I can do this. And I can do this with the Lord. I can do this with the Lord's strength, with His power, with His motivation, with His energy. I can do this. So what do we do when we hit this wall in our fitness journey or even in our faith walk? Like, we hit so many walls in life. But here's the thing. We don't have to rely on the character we were born with to determine if we will break through the wall. Instead, we can rely on the character we are born again with. The character of Christ in us can propel us forward. The character that gives us power and self-discipline, 2 Timothy 1:7. The character that will complete the good work He began in us, Philippians 1:6. I love that scripture, by the way. The character that will complete the good work He began in us, Philippians 1:6. The character that will be with us always, Matthew 28:20. The very same character that enabled Paul to say confidently, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. So we don't have to rely on our character to get us through the wall. I keep wanting to say law. I don't know why. But get us through the wall. We can rely on Christ and His character and His strength and His mercy and His grace and His love and His energy and His motivation. So number one, I want you to realize that hitting this wall is just mental. Because the last 2 weeks, You've been showing up. You've been putting in the work. You've been completing the tasks. You've been doing the thing, right? And those of you that are just starting the 60-Day Grace Lit Life Challenge, and if you don't know what that is, I will put something in the show notes for you, a link or something, so you can have some explanation of what exactly the Grace Lit Life Challenge is. Probably link the previous episode that explains it all. But you did the day before. You did the second day. We're now on the fourth day. You showed up for those other days. So it's no longer an ability-based decision, but it's character-based. And that's what I'm saying. We don't have to rely on our character anymore. You don't have to rely on that. You don't have to do this alone. Again, I've said this before and I'll say it again 100 times. If we were expected to rely on our own character, why would we need Jesus? Our character, our flesh naturally is sinful. Our character, our flesh naturally is flesh-led. Like we lead with emotion. We lead with our first, a lot of times our first instinct, which usually isn't typically godly. Like we practice that, obviously. Those of us who've had a relationship with Christ, we tend to have those more godly thoughts or those more godly actions and those more godly decisions, right? But it doesn't just come naturally to us. Like we have to work at it, right? Because that's how we were designed. That's how we were made. And if we were expected to just base this on our own character all the time, and not hit this wall and just rely on ourselves all the time, why would we need Jesus? We have to choose the character of Christ. Love, grace, mercy, willingness, fortitude, and conviction when we hit the wall. Choose those characteristics rather than your flesh-led ones, the ones that want to give up, the ones that want to have a pity party, the ones that want to self-sabotage, the ones that want to be negative, the ones that want to say that you're a failure. That's another thing. There's a whole another podcast. I was listening to some of the gals or listening or watching some of the comments and the text that I was getting in our group message thread from my ministry community. And I kept hearing and seeing the word failure, failure. I failed. I failed at this. I failed at this. And it really irked me for a second. And I was like, listen, y'all, because I've been there. That's why it irked me. And I still go there sometimes. I'm like, no, this is not. This verbiage of failure is so, so negative, and we need to flip the script. Because without our failures, there, again, would be no need for Jesus. Like, he's here for us. If we were perfect at everything and perfected everything, why in the world would we need Jesus? Our failures shows his strengths. He's there for us. He's able to show up for us. He's able to pick us back up. He's able to give us a new day. He's able to work through us and transform us. Like I can go into, I'll make that a whole nother podcast. Maybe that'll be next week. But anywho, number one is realize that this is all mental. Like it's literally not an ability-based decision. You're now making it a character-based one when you hit the wall and you decide to do nothing. Okay. So that's the first thing we need to do when we hit the wall. The second thing is we need to pray. Like big time pray. You pray. I don't care if you got to get on your knees. I don't care if you're driving in your car and you just got to talk like a crazy person to the Lord, like out loud with kids in the car. I actually do that often. And I hope that my kids can witness that and realize what's, I mean, they're young now, but I hope eventually they know what mommy's doing. Like my youngest, he does see me in my Bible, and I'm not saying this to pride myself. I'm not saying this to boast, but it is such a beautiful thing when he says to me, mommy, me read my Bible, me go read my Bible. And I'm like, oh yes. Like a lot of time my Bible time is actually done with my kids literally right on my lap, or John's playing with my hair, or they're asking me for goldfish or snacks or juice or pancakes or fruit or anything in the morning for breakfast. And I'm getting interrupted. It's not always quiet. It's not perfect at all. But they see me in my Bible. They see me praying. Guys, that's massive. Can you imagine how transformative this world would be if all the kiddos saw their families praying, saw their families in their Bibles, saw their family, like I'm getting teary-eyed right now, saw their families having a relationship with the Lord. Again, I'm not priding myself on that because I've not ever really been great at this, but I want them to see that. I want them to see that me being that example for them and seeing Jesus through me, not necessarily me, but seeing Jesus through me. So we're going to pray. When we hit that wall, this January wall, this January 15th wall, the halfway through the month, or you know, when we're into February and all of the motivation has fizzled and we're our excitement is gone, the motivation is gone, we're going to pray. We're going to pray for strength. We're going to pray for discipline. We're going to pray for motivation. We're going to pray for energy. We're going to pray for pace and perseverance. Lord, what do you want my pace to be? Lord, what's realistic for me? Lord, what do you want me to be? What do you want me to be? Who do you want me to be? What habits, Lord, do I need to stop? What habits, Lord, do I need to implement? What mindsets, what heart sets do I need to get rid of and what do I need to pick up? What do I need to get rid of and what do I need to pick up? Lord, purify me. Purify my heart. Purify my mind. Purify my habits. Help me to have the right intentions. Lead me, guide me. All of those things you can pray on when it comes to your fitness journey. Give me guidance. Give me wisdom. Show me a path to take. Let me know. Give me a clear picture, Lord, of what you want for me. How can I use my fitness to serve others today, Lord? How can I use that energy that I attain for my fitness, for my workout? How can I love on others with those good endorphins that come from my fitness and my workout? How can I fuel my body today to have the energy I need to be a mom? To be a mom that is present, a mom that is energetic, a mom that isn't always happy, because let's face it, momming is hard, but a mom that loves her kiddos beyond reason and wants them to know it. How can I be better today, Lord? Like, all of those things you can pray on when it comes to your fitness journey. And maybe the wording in that wasn't the best, but hey, just flow with it, okay? Give me some grace. Number three, we're going to actually open up and admit that we've hit the wall, and we're not going to isolate. This is one of the biggest things I see, especially like running a faith and fitness free ministry community. And even when I was coaching in my 6.5 or so years of coaching, online health and fitness coaching, I always know when someone has fallen off course, when someone feels like a failure, when someone isn't following their meal plan, when someone hasn't worked out in a few days, when someone hasn't, you know, now in the ministry hasn't read their Bible, or they've been completely off track with their Bible, they just kind of isolate themselves and they retreat. Because somehow in our brains, we feel shame for this instead of feeling like we need encouragement and accountability and uplifting. Please tell me how that makes sense. And please tell me where you think that shame is coming from. That is not coming from the Lord. Shame never comes from the Lord. Now, good guilt, conviction, healthy, loving conviction, sometimes consequences, those may come from the Lord. But shame? Absolutely not. Shame does not come from the Lord. So, when you fall off course, when you hit the wall, we are no longer isolating. We are grabbing a girlfriend. If you're in my ministry community, you are grabbing me. You are grabbing someone in the community and you are saying, hey, look, listen, this is where I'm at. This is where I messed up. This is where I'm on track again tomorrow. Like, tomorrow's a new day in Jesus, so I'm back on track, back on the wagon tomorrow. Like, we don't need to self-sabotage. We don't need to beat ourselves up. We don't need to be ashamed. We don't need any of that. None of that is going to help us at all. None of that is going to give us any value in our fitness journey by doing any of those things. So that's number three. Number four, you're going to reevaluate if your goals are God goals or gimme goals. What do I mean by gimme goals or God goals? Gimme goals, like literally give me, if you can't understand what I'm saying, give me. Like, so the way I worded it was G-I-M-M-E. Gimme goals, like give me that. That's all about self. That's all about me-centered. That's all about what I want. God goals are servant-centered, serving others, something that's realistic, something that's not self-centeredness, something that is loving, something that is caring, something that is selfless. Those are God goals. Reevaluate if your goals are God goals or gimme goals. If you have gimme goals, they may not be realistic. They may be self-centered. And that may be one of the reasons you're hitting a wall, especially if they're unrealistic. Because some people go so hard in the paint in the first 2 months or the first 2 weeks of January and they don't understand why they have no energy, no motivation, and they just hate their life. Because y'all went from eating Christmas cookies and all the holiday foods and whatever you wanted for the last 2 months to completely cutting off all joy out of food because you have literally stripped yourself and restricted yourself for the rest of your life, telling yourself you can never have this or that ever again. How does that make sense? And has that worked for you before? Because I'm sure it did not. Anywho, we're going to reevaluate, okay? We're going to reevaluate if things are realistic. We're going to reevaluate if we have goals that are God-centered, if we have goals that are spirit-led, if we have goals that are nourishing, not restricting, all of those things. Because maybe if we had God-centered goals or God goals, we wouldn't hit a wall so quickly. Don't get me wrong. You can still hit a wall by having God-centered goals, because I feel like transformation is happening there. He's wanting you to realize that, you know, you can't do this on your own, that we have him there for a reason, and it's time to implement him and have him be the center and the foundation of your fitness journey, because a lot of times we try to do this alone. Number 5, use the obstacles that you hit on your wall. Like, so when you hit that wall, use these obstacles as reminders to check your purposes and your focus. Hitting a wall is really just an opportunity for us to grow deeper in Christ. So look back and use those obstacles. Use that wall as a reminder to check your purpose and your focus. Again, it kind of goes with the last one, number 4. Do you have God goals or gimme goals? What is your purpose in your fitness journey? What are we focusing on? What is your focus and your purpose in this life? How can you implement that into your fitness? Our purpose, I believe, and I know through the word, that our purpose is to love God, love others, love ourselves. Love God, love others, love ourselves. Right? So if that's our main goal in life, we can use our fitness to love God by honoring our temples, because we're honoring him. Love others by using all the benefits that we get from our fitness journey, by serving and caring for and loving others well. And then loving ourselves by, again, doing that in our fitness, taking care of our bodies, taking care of our temples, nourishing us well, our mental health, our emotional health, our physical health, all those things being in check, our spiritual health, because we're caring for our bodies and our temples, right? So that's number 5. Use the obstacles as reminders to check your purposes and your focus. So if you're hitting a wall, why are we hitting a wall? Is it because God's trying to transform us, or are there other things like I just listed that we need to look at first? Okay. Number 6, we're going to cut out the noise. Cut out the noise. If you are hitting a wall and it's because of noise around you, and this is what I mean. What if comments are being made? What if people are trying to drag you down to their level? I had a girlfriend say to me the other day, I was talking to her because I had some other comment made to me that, and I've talked about this before. This tends to happen, and I know it's the enemy, because I get to a point where I've struggled with confidence most of my life. Like ever since I've been a little girl, my mom has told me this. Ever since I've been a little girl, I've struggled with confidence. And I think part of it as I've been a young adult and now a mom is I don't ever want to come across arrogant. I don't want to come across as being selfish. I don't want to come across as being prideful at all. Like that's not my heart intention at all. And I know that some people can take fitness and make that all about pride, and they can look at someone who is posting transformations or part of their journey or sharing their life as prideful. And I never want to come across as that. But I've noticed the moment I do start feeling like I'm finding my purpose, I'm finding my place, I know that Christ is utilizing me, I know who I am in Christ, and I'm confident in what he's doing through me and how he's transforming me and my testimony and all the things he's doing in my life. And I'm proud of him for using me. Like how someone like me, who doesn't deserve it, who has failed in her life numerous times beyond reason, I'm like, how is he's using me? Gosh, that's awesome. And I get proud about that. Like my Lord, my Jesus, he found something in me. Like he's using me to help others. And I found that when I start to feel that way and I get that confidence and I feel strong and I feel enabled and I feel empowered because of Jesus, I then get comments made like, You're getting obsessive and addicted to fitness. You're getting obsessive and addicted to your ministry. You're getting obsessive and addicted to the content you put out. You're getting obsessive and addicted. Like, and you know what? You know what's funny? It's always from people who are nowhere near on my level. And I don't mean that pridefully. I mean that in the fact that they have no discipline in their life whatsoever. They have no healthy habits. They don't display that they're in a loving relationship with the Lord. Like, and I don't know that because I don't know their hearts. Like, I'm not judging. But I just think it's funny that they're usually people that are miserable. And here I am, happy, confident, loving what God is doing through me, through the ministry, through my content, through the podcast, through you. And this person is in my ear being noise, pulling me down, trying to pull me down. And one of my good friends that I've met through my ministry literally said, they just don't want you on their, they just don't, they're on, they want you at their level because they're unwilling to be at yours. They're uncomfortable and they're unwilling to be at yours. So they want you at their level is basically what she said. Those are not her exact words, but basically what she said. And it was a good reminder. I know this, but it was a good reminder because it's usually, sometimes it's even people that I know that have known me for a really long time that make these comments. So we're going to block out the noise. Let me go through this again. So when you hit a wall this January or next month or the middle of summer or spring, come back to this podcast episode, okay? Come back here and listen to this. Number one, you're going to realize that this is just a mental thing, okay? You've already completed certain days, certain tasks, you've already conquered them. This is just a mental thing. This is no longer an ability-based decision, but a character-based one. This is just mental. You can push through this. The Lord can help you get through this. Number two, you're going to pray for strength, for discipline, for motivation, energy, for pace and perseverance. Number three, you're going to open up and admit it and don't isolate. Don't retreat. Don't run away. Don't stay away from other people that could hold you accountable, that could lift you up, that could support you because you're ashamed, because you're embarrassed, whatever it may be. Stop that. There's no reason for that. And it's not going to help progress you and you're not going to grow in this way. That's the enemy wanting to grab a hold of you and not allow you to keep growing. Jesus wants you to realize, I'm going on a tangent here, but Jesus wants you to realize that even through your sin, even through your struggle, even through your trial, even through your failure, He's always bigger. He's always bigger and we have full access to Him. Always. So don't allow shame to consume you and don't isolate. Number four, you're going to reevaluate your goals and ask yourself, are they God goals or are they gimme goals? Number five, you're going to use your obstacles as reminders to check your purpose and to check your focus on this fitness journey. And number six, you're going to block out the noise. Block out the noise. Sweet sister friend, I'm also going to link the free registration link to my online Laced with Grace Fully Embraced community. In that community, you will find, it's halfway through the month, so if you want to join, you definitely can. But I will tell you, in February, we will have a brand new Grace Lit group. Grace Lit groups, I actually have thought about doing an extra podcast episode on this specifically so that you can have more of an idea of what Grace Lit groups are. But every month, it is accountability in your fitness journey, in your nutrition, in your hydration, and in your Bible time. And we have 1.7K women in that group and in that community. And in this last month's January Lit group, we actually had, Grace Lit group, we actually had 500 so far. So it is an amazing community of encouraging, loving, supporting accountability sisters, helping you through this journey, no matter where you're at, no matter if you're a very beginner and you haven't even worked out yet. You don't want to work out yet, but you're just in there for the Bible time. You're in there for the positivity and encouragement. You're in there for the recipes, whatever it may be, because I share recipes with y'all each week too. But whatever it may be, you're welcome there. We want you there. And I'm going to make sure that I link that free registration link in there for you, because yes, it's all free. All of the accountability, any of the mentoring, the podcast obviously is free, but all of the community is free. The resources that I provide are all free. And I'll also make sure to post the previous podcast episode, episode number 32, that talks about the 60-day Grace Lit Life Challenge. That is not something that's mandatory to be a part of the Grace Lit group. So that's something I'm going to keep regurgitating because a lot of people are getting that confused, but it's definitely not something that is mandatory. You can be a part of the Gracelit groups every month and never do the 60-day Gracelit Life Challenge, but we would love to have you grow in your relationship with Christ with us and do this fitness journey alongside us by making him the center. Girlfriend, if this spoke to you today, if you know a friend that needs this today, if you know of someone that's hit their wall with their fitness or hit their wall in life or hit their wall with their faith, send this to them. Make sure you share this to them, and I hope this blessed you today. I'm so glad to be on this journey with you. Let's get it. Let's go.